All these programs, as you know, are written by the Prince North Castle Library. I want to also ask if anybody is not on the email list to get their program newsletters, please try to sign up on the website for the library. Our new program directory will be coming out for January 1st. It'll go from January to June. There's a lot of exciting programs that you already love and some new ones that you have never seen before. So be on the lookout for that. And I'd like to remind you that we are taping this, so please turn your cell phones off now. We're going to tape this and you'll be able to see this program. And most of the library programming that is taped is on the local cable channel for your enjoyment. So please turn off your cell phones and enjoy the Peak Honor.
Hi, thanks so much for coming out this afternoon. I played a concert here last year and had a really great time. My favorite, the Heartless, Anna Reinersman. So it's great to come back and do another year of concerts here.
That's right.
First piece I'm going to play is a piece by Debussy named Syrinx. And he wrote this piece in 1912. And it tells the story, or a bit of, sort of gives the color of the story of Syrinx. And Syrinx was a nymph, and the god Pan was very much in love with her, and she wasn't very interested in him. And one day she's out, and Pan caught a glimpse of her and went running after her. And she thought, I just don't want to have anything to do with him. And she went running and running away, and all of a sudden she looks ahead of her, and she sees a river. She thinks, what am I going to do? Oh my God, I don't want to jump in the river. He's going to catch up to me. And she gets to the edge of the river. And she prays to the nymphs of the river, please help me, please help me. And they turn her into a bank of reeds. So when Pan arrives, all he sees are reeds. And he doesn't see his love, Syrinx. And he's so sad and so heartbroken that he takes two pieces of the reeds and puts them together and plays. I couldn't use it. It's also said that when he got to the edge of the river, the wind was blowing through the reeds, and this was the music that he heard. So Debussy, a French composer, in 1912, took this story and he wrote this piece to portray that.
Thank you.
second piece I'm going to play are a set of two fantasies by George Philip Telemann. And he was born, I believe, about 4 years before Bach. He was born in 1681. Bach was born in 1685. What I find interesting to kind of tie the Baroque French thing together is that the first one I'm going to play, which is in D major, starts with a section in the French overture style, which is just a very grand, it's identified by dotted rhythms, very crisp rhythms. So Telemann at this stage in the history of music in the late 17th century was already using the French influence. And Bach also did this in very important moments in his, I think especially in the Goldberg variations, he uses the French overture style to kind of differentiate a new section. And in this, these telephones are 12 of these fantasies. And this particular fantasy is right in the middle. So it sort of divides the 12 fantasies in half. And he chose to use this French overture style for this.
Thank you.
since this this fantasy titled Presto in short.
Thank you.
since we played together. We're going to play some Canonic Sonatas by Telemann. And he wrote a large amount of music for the flute. He wrote a suite in A minor for flute and orchestra. He wrote some methodic sonatas. He wrote the fantasies. He wrote lots of chamber music for flute. And he also wrote these Canonic Sonatas for two amateur musicians. So you'll notice they're written in canon, so Ralph will be playing, echoing exactly my part, note for note pretty much, a couple measures after I play it. So they're interesting. He wrote, there's six of them here, or three here. Thank you. play a little solo music for us now.
Do I need a little break?
Pleasure to be here. I'm going to play some Bach. This is his Chacun in D minor solo line. The Chacun is a kind of dance where the accent is on the second of three beats, and it's a form in which it's kind of a variation form where the bass line stays the same, but then many, many different variations are spun out on top of that bass line. It has three big sections. It starts in minor, then it becomes very hopeful in major, and then it returns to the minor.
Thank you.
Bach now for you all, solo Bach. Bach wrote many, many pieces for solo violin, cello, harpsichord. He also wrote one for flute, which we're incredibly thankful for. It's a partita in A minor. And there's something like this.
Thank you.
should have mentioned that partita is in A minor, as was the second Telemann fantasy I played. They were both in the same key. I probably should have brought that up before I played it, but. So
now we are going to leave the Baroque, and Ralph is going to join me in playing a duo for viola and flute by the French composer François Debian. And he was a flutist and a composer. He comes from a long legacy of flutist composers that were teaching in Paris. He was born in 1759 and lived through 1803. And there was, at that time, there were many, many, many flutists that were starting to become known as world-class musicians, as solos, more along the lines of pianists and violinists and cellists. It took a while for the wind instruments to become known as solo instruments. And there was a gentleman by the name of Tafnell who was after Debian, but it's the sort of the lineage of Debian and this French flutist Tafnell and Gobert, and then Marcel Moïse, which is more in the 20th century, and then I'm sure many of you are familiar with the name Jean-Pierre Anhalt. So it's a very strong lineage that France has with flutists, and the Paris Conservatory is known as one of the great places to learn to play the flute. So Debian is sort of at the beginning of that lineage, and this is a duo he wrote for flute viola.
Thank you.
So I will close the program with a contemporary solo French piece by the French composer Eugène Botta. Its title is Image. And what I like about the piece is kind of brings together this whole lineage of writing for flute from the Baroque to 20th century. This piece was written in the 20th century, I think 1935. And it sort of, you know, I started with some of the Telemann fantasies earlier in the program, and they were very free-form written. There were many different movements throughout the 12 of them. There's not a set way of writing them. They're sort of fantasy-like that way. And this piece also has this image, this sort of fantasy aspect to it. It's an image. It's a descriptive image. But what I also like about it is it's taken, like, every piece that we've played on the program today pretty much is either one movement of a piece or a piece with many movements. This is just one movement from beginning to end with various sections. So it doesn't adhere to a strict style of writing.
Thank you.
playing for you all again, and I hope to see you sometime in the future. And thanks, Ralph.